Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very noble and beautiful and informative tradition and hadith from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. This tradition and hadith is about the characteristics and the distinctions of the humble, the khashayin, those who are humble. If we want to understand if somebody's humble or not, really humble and not just pretending to be humble, we can look at these characteristics. If we find them in this person, we will understand that he and this person is really one of the humble people. The Prophet said, there are four distinguishing marks of the humble ones. There are four characteristics and marks which can distinguish the humble people, the really humble people, from those who are not. The first, they pay constant attention to Allah in private and in public. Meaning when they're alone, they remember Allah. When they're alone and they have the opportunity to sin, right? But they remember Allah and they stay away from sins. When they're out in the public, they remember Allah. And this is the second one, they carry out good works. Right? They're not just humble, but they don't do anything good. No, they do good deeds. They do works. They do good works. And, in this way, they display and practically implement their humility. This part of the tradition could also be translated as they do and undertake beautiful tasks. Right? Beautiful tasks. And the stuff they do is beautiful and pleasing for others. The second, they contemplate about the day of resurrection. At-tafakkur layawm al-qiyamah. They remember the day of resurrection. They contemplate it. They think about it. Not just theoretically, meaning they think about it in the sense that they think about, have I prepared anything for that day? Am I doing anything that can help prepare me for that day or not? And finally, and they engage in intimate supplication with Allah. They engage in intimate supplication and munajat with God. Munajat is a term which refers to a very secret and intimate supplication and dua that we make with Allah. Speak to him silently, right? All alone when nobody's around, right? Whereas a dua could be, a prayer that we make in front of others, in public, or in a gathering. In a very similar tradition, which has been narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam, the Imam said, one whose heart is humble, his limbs also humble themselves, right? So if we see, if somebody's humble in their heart, and he's khashi' in front of God, he's humble in front of God, in the face of God, in the face of God's magnanimity and his greatness, his limbs automatically will humble themselves in front of God. And these characteristics that the Prophet mentioned, these physical and tangible characteristics, will manifest themselves, right? He will remember God in private and in public. You know, he will do good works. He will think about the day of resurrection and he will supplicate with God. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the characteristics of the humble in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin.
محمد وآل محمد.